Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Pablo Mijares, date of birth 6/28/1982, date of procedure December 22nd, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Deal. Referring physician is Dr. Joseph Taverne. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Next line, indication is bloating, diarrhea. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug action, as well as possible immunosuppression. Such as emergency, we're all explained to the patient. Period, the patient is brought back to the endoscopy suite. Place in left lateral position. Today is granted to service with monitoring anesthesia care. Period, a well lubricated lymphosodio gas scope is introduced into the esophagus. Commands is direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination is made over the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and the esophagus. Period, retroflex view is obtained at the cardia. Period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period, the patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. The digital rectal exam was normal. Period, a well lubricated opposite. Video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds. Period, the terminal ileum was also evaluated. Period. Careful examination is made on the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic lecture, transcolon, spinofacture, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period, retroflex view is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston Bath prep score was 6, 1-3-2, poor on the right side. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the Z line was mildly irregular. At 41 centimeters from the bite block, there was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis noted. Period biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding sagittal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema with evidence of gastric antral erosions noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line, duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Colon biopsies were obtained for histology, period. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bath prep score was 6, 1-3-2, with a poor prep on the right side. Next line, terminal ileum, the last 5 centimeters evaluated, and biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the right transversal and left colon randomly and in separate bottles to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was a small sessile descending. There was a diminutive sessile descending colon pop removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was two diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of rectosigmoid erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. You could say patchy erythema. With evidence of punctate appearing erosions. Next line, plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend PPI therapy daily. Script was provided to the patient. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep on the right side, pending PATH. Please go back to the findings and note grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding or noted. Thank you. Also in the plan, right, follow-up in office is pretty scheduled. Thank you.